Okay, this week's parsha is Parsha's Vayakel Kudei. So, this is like a repetition. These next two parshas are repetition of all the building of the Mishkan. So it's really very strange that we have like so many parshas on the Mishkan. We have Truma, Tetzaveh, right? Ki Tisa, last week's parsha doesn't mention so much about the Mishkan, but it has a lot of stuff on the Mishkan. Yeah? The Chet HaEgel, Taka, which is, according to Rashi, this week's parsha, is the Siba, the Kapar of the Chet HaEgel, is the building of the Mishkan. Then we have another two parshas, which is like basically just a repetition, more or less. I mean, there are a few chidushim, you know, a few nuances, but it's basically a repetition. What do you need, like, 4 to 5 parshas, or 4.5 parshas on the Mishkan? I mean, you understand why you have the beginning parshas. Why need this repetition? What we need this repetition for? First of all, see here, in Parshas Ki Tisa, maybe I will speak about it because it is related. In Parshas Ki Tisa, so we see this concept of Machzit HaShekel, right? And there's actually, Chazal tell us, you know, there's 3 trumas. There's 2 Machzit HaShekels and 3 trumas. There was a Machzit HaShekel that we spoke about in Parshas Ki Tisa. That's the Machzit HaShekel that they were counted after the Chet HaEgel. And with that Machzit HaShekel was the Adonim, those metal of silver, metal basis of hell, the crushing, the beams of the Mishkan, right? And then there was the Parshas Pekudei, which was Hashem we'll be learning. It speaks about also Machzit HaShekel, and that's the Machzit HaShekel for the Korbanos. Rashi brings it in what's it called here in Parshas Ki Tisa. And then there's a 3rd truma. That's why I said truma Hashem, and that's lekafe al nafshotekim, because the Korbanos that's brought for the Korbanos Sivu after the Mishkan was built. That was the Korbanos, the Machzit HaShekel for the Korbanos Sivu. They were counted, right? After the Mishkan was made. So they counted after the Chet HaEgel. They were counted after the Mishkan was built, and that was the Korbanos, and it was the same number, the Korbanos Sibu, right? The sacrifices for the bringing of the Tzibur, like the Tamid, all the Korbanos Sibu, Musaf, Shabbos, right? All the Korbanos that Klal Yisrael bring. So we have here, we have another Truma Hashem, which is the, you understand what I'm talking about, Kikisa? We have the Truma Hashem, is the Nedavos of the Mishkan, Nediv Lev, right? So we already spoke that the concept of Nediv Lev is, you can only have covered, right? The Mishkan is a place of the covered of a Kodesh Baruch, we explained that. And you can only have covered with Nedivus Lev. Covered can't come for a tzivui. You give covered because covered is only shown if someone who can or cannot give covered, right, gives covered. That's real covered. So covered can only come with rotzen. We spoke about that, like a king. The malchus, which represents covered, right, that's the kisei covered, which represents kisei of malchus. We already spoke about this. That can only, kingship can only be done with rotzen of the arm, with the will of the people. If the people are forced to accept the king, that's not a king. That's a moshal, that's a dictator. Yeah? So, that's the Nediva, all the processes of the Mishkan, right, were the Kalim, the all the building, all the things that were built in Mishkan had to do with Nediva slave. Now, in Ki Tisa, you see this concept of Machzit HaShekel. In the building of the Adonim, which is the basis of the Mishkan, is this Machzit HaShekel, the counting of the Jewish people after the Chet HaEgel. And the Korban HaTzibur is this Machzit HaShekel. So you see this whole concept of the Mishkan, right? The concept of Machzit HaShekel, I don't explain. Why Machzit HaShekel? Why half a shekel? Because when you count someone, you separate him from the klal. When you count someone, counting kudim is to give everyone his tafkid, everyone his place. Everyone has his proper place. But when you give everyone his proper place, he's separate from the klal. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a this, whatever is his little thing. I'm not saying that's a tafkid of a person, right? But whatever the tafkid aruchani of a person is, like in work, people have different, in creating society, in work, people have different places. Also in ruchnis, people have different places. Some people are learners, some people are bali chesed, yeah? Some people are the daveners, right? I mean, everyone has to have all the things, but some people are more in different areas. Yeah? Everyone has their own tafkid. When you give a person a tafkid, he becomes a varim. He becomes separate parts of the guf. So in order the person doesn't lose, and that's why there can be a magefa. It can be a magefa because when you're separating the klal, when you're separating a person from the klal of klal Yisrael, from the general of klal Yisrael, right? And you're looking at his individual, so it's ma'orer din. It awakens din on a person. Because does he deserve what he has? But when you include him in the klal, there's always mercy over the klal. That's the concept why Tfilis Rabim, learning us, Tfilis of the group, is never returned. It's always accepted, Tfilis Rabim. Yeah? Because it's not an individual person. There's no iron around the klal. Right? An individual that can be ayin ra. He doesn't. Why does he deserve this and I don't get this? Right? There could be ayin ra. So when we're counting in a way that it's machzit ha-shekel. Machzit ha-shekel represents that even being this, he's the learner, he's the bal chesed, he's the davener, right? Even though we're separating him as an individual in what he's good at, what he's special at, we're saying, no, you're only a machzit. The only half. The only way you really have a tafkid is if you realize, you have this realization that you're half, you're incomplete, even in your own personal tafkid, even in your own personal purpose. Your own personal purpose, right, has to be a purpose of the klal, has to be the purpose of the whole of klal Yisrael, has to fit in the general purpose of klal Yisrael, the general purpose of the world. That's why it's brought down in Machzit HaShekel. So you see this whole concept, the building of the Adonim, which is the basis of the Mishkan, is there's an individual Adonim. There's individual counting. Everyone in Klal Yisrael gave an equal amount. But it was synthesized together and brought to be that which was Mamid the Mishkan. Because the Mishkan has to happen with Kahal, has to happen with a group of people. And the Mishkan, the Avodah in the Mishkan, has to be with a group. Because what was the Siba for the building of the Mishkan? It's according to Rashi, this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, Rashi brings, right? Mamish at the beginning, yeah? It says, so we see in Parsha's Pekudei, yeah? To the beginning of the parasha here, it says, "Eile pkudei Mishkan, Mishkan ha'edus." This is the Mishkan. It's an edus. It's a testimony. What edus? So Rashi says, "Edus liYisrael." It's a testimony to Klal Yisrael. Shviteh lehem haKodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevater them. He
overlooked.
Yeah, in and out, overlooked. Yeah, lehem haKodesh Baruch Hu, amaisa egel, on the action of the cheta egel. Shaharei hashra shchinato b'neim, placed back the shchina between them. And we, yeah, it's straight after the cheta egel, we have this parasha, and from this we're learning this mishkan edus. That it's a testimony that Kodesh Baruch Hu's mashra shchina. What's a avodah zara? What was the Cheta Egel? Remember, Avodah Zarah, Kiboshash Moshe, right? And we're really learning a little bit Parshas Ki Tisa. Kiboshash Moshe, Moshe delayed. And it was shown that, you know, Kivyochol, he wasn't going to come back. And the Am wanted an intermediary. They wanted something in place of Moshe. They just received Torah, Mehar Sinai. Well, they didn't realize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They didn't realize this. then the Zecher HaEgel, okay, true, it started with the Erev Rav, but Klal Yisrael was Mitztaref. What happened? They joined. Avada, it wasn't a Chet that they didn't believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avada, they knew there was a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they needed an intermediary. Chazal tells us a little bit that the Chet was, the Shorash of the Chet was already in the Asara Dibrot. When they asked, after the two Dibrot, the first Dibrot, and the Chiv Elo Yeh, right? After the first Dibrot, they didn't want to hear anymore from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was too much for them. They asked and he heard that Kodesh Baruch Hu would speak to Moshe, and Moshe would tell them. They were Yorid Adarga. That Darga of needing intermediary was the Shorash of the Chet HaEgel. Because had they heard from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they would have been completely fixed, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. Every dibu that they had, parcha nishmatam, their soul left them, and the malachim would bring them back. There was a mechitchias amesim. Had they heard all asarat adibrot, that means they would have been shalem, they would have been complete in all aspects of self, like we know 10 means completion, right? And there would have been a tchias amesim, they would not have been a chet ha'egel. Because they would have been complete in the tchia. They would have been complete tikkun chet adam arishon. But since they needed an intermediary, since they had to have, they were on a lower darga in terms of the acceptance of Kabbalah Satera. So that's what lost them, the Kabbalah Satera. That's what caused, that was the shorish of the chet ha'egel. They needed an intermediary. Ki bashash Moshe, Moshe left. They needed something to replace him. They said, we need something to replace Moshe. And that was caused the chet ha'egel. Now try and understand. The losing of that darga of speaking, of hearing directly from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is speaking directly, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking directly to us, right? You're connected with the unity of his, of the world. You're connected with the oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you're connecting to the oneness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no such thing as division. When we're connecting to something intermediary, even Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's now Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's now Moshe Rabbeinu. It's still a Kodesh Baruch Hu's word, but it's being heard from someone else. It's not being heard directly. There's a Yerida, there's a separation from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. All Avodah Zarah, right, is disparity, is division. Avodah Zarah is, says, Lo avdu Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael didn't serve Avodah Zarah, only latir lehem et harayos, for them to have their own personal desires. That's division. What I need, what I want. Avodah Zarah represents disparity. There's the Avodah Zarah of the sun, the Avodah Zarah of the moon, the wind, the stars. I don't know. But lots of different kohol, lots of different Elohim Acherim, it's plural. Lots of different strengths in the world. It's a world of disparity. A world, now, the Rambam says in the beginning, when they served the Avodah Zarah, they believed in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They just believed in serving Avodah Zarah to get this specific koach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They would serve this Tsar of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this like minister of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and get his hashpah in the world. But it's still a world of disparity. It's a world in which they couldn't relate directly to the unity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so they saw the individual kochot, the individual strengths in the world, and then it's a world of disparity. You with me? So the building of the Mishkan has to be a building of unity. And therefore, the Machzit HaShekel, which is the Adanim, which is the basis of the building of the Mishkan, is done through this Machzit HaShekel, which represents that even though there's individuals, even though there's separateness in the world, it has to come together, has to come together as a unity. You with me? That's the Machzit HaShekel represents. That's why after there's a before the building of the Mishkan, we have Machzit HaShekel, which is to count us after the Chet HaEgel, right? It's to bring that unity back to Klal Yisrael in the building of the Mishkan. The Mishkan represents that place where we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his Hashrat Shechina. We connect the oneness in the world, that unity in the world. So that Mishkan has to be built with Machzit HaShekel, which is the device of connecting Klal Yisrael. Even though we have our own individual kudim, our own individual tafkidim, purposes. You with me? Understand? And that's also another reason why it says, Vayak El Moshe et Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael. That we were brought together as a kihila. Vayom Elem, Eile Advar Moshe Tziva Hashem, La'asot Otam. Right? So Rashi says, Vayak El, we're brought together. L'macharat Yom HaKippur, after Yom Kippur, where there's a kapara. That was the kapara. Yom Kippur is Matan Torah, the second Matan Torah, which is a kapara of the Chet HaEgel. I.e., we got back Torah. Now that we got back Torah, right? Kishiyarad bin Ahav, who? Yeah? Asaf Anashim Biyadayim. Who Roshon Hifil? She'ena Osif Anashim Biyadayim. He didn't go and collect the people. Elohim Ne'esfim Alpi Diburo. They came together from his Dibu. That means after Yom Kippur, Moshe Beilu didn't have to bring us in to become a Kihila. We Mimela came in through his Dibu. Now, the Jewish people, that means if the Mela came in of themselves, they came in, that showed the unity of the Jewish people. We came back to that unity. And now, we have the Tzivu, you're building that Mishkan, which represents the unity of the Jewish people with their Creator, with the oneness of God. That's the Hashrat Shechina. So you understand? And also, Parshas Pekudim, when we have also that counting, the Korbanos Tzibur, the Korban Tzibur, like a Tamid. The Tamid is a kapara, Tamid of the morning is a kapara for the Averis of night, and the Tamid ben Arba'im is a kapara for the Averis during the day. Yeah? It's a kapara for the whole Jewish people as a unity. We got back the unity of the Jewish people. That's for what Vayakel is here for. Understand? And then, what do we go into? We go into Sheshet Yamim Ta'aseh Malacha. 6 days you do malacha, b'yom ha-shvi'i, yeh lachem kodesh, shabbat, shabbaton, la'ashem kol ha'oseh bo malacha yumat. Anyone who does malacha will be killed. Right? Lo tvaru esh b'chol moshvotecheh b'yom ha-shabbat. You shouldn't have fire on Shabbos. So now, it's very interesting. After building on the Mishkan, we have the Tzivu of Shabbos. So Rashi tells us, what's the Tzivu of Shabbos? What's it coming to tell us? Higdim lehem azar Shabbos the tzivu melechet haMishkan. We get the hazar of Shabbos in between melechet haMishkan, right? It says v'yom Moshe next pasuk el kol adat bnei Yisrael leimo ze adavar shetzivu Hashem leimo kuchu mitchem tshuva laHashem kol nedivivo the bringing of the Mishkan, right? The nedivus alev and the building of the Mishkan. So we have the tzivu Shabbos in between. Why we have that? The mash ein doche et Shabbos. The Mishkan is in doche Shabbos. We were just now, Yom Kippur, we were just now brought as a kehila. Now we're told, Shabbos, we don't have the building of the Mishkan. So we explained before, that just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu on 6 days created the world for us, yeah, and the seventh day he rested, Kevyochol, the Mishkan is the place which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashrat Shechina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. So we connected there. We, on Shabbos, we're also Shovet. Just as he showed it for creating our world on Shabbos, we're showed it for creating the place of his dwelling, his world, so to speak, on Shabbos. But there's a deeper thing happening here. Shabbos, we know, represents Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is the tachlis. Shabbos is the purpose of the world. Adam HaRishon, Shabbos represents going back to Gan Eden. Going back to that unity. You with me? Going back to Har Sinai, where we saw that unity. So, we're going back to that unity on Shabbos. The Mishkan is bringing that unity into the world, into the place. There's a place in the world where we see very clearly God's unity. That's the Mishkan. Shabbos is the time in the world where we see God's unity. That's Me'ein Olam Haba. So, since we have this time in the world, We don't need the Mishkan. This is a time in which we're connecting for the Baruch Hu. Shabbos is connected to Mishkan. Shabbos itself is that reconnection to that unity of the Baruch Hu. Ad kedei kach, that all our tefillahs and Shabbos, and there's a very interesting drasha, I'm going to say this drasha here, says, I think the Igeres HaKala, right, explains a very interesting thing. When Klal Yisrael were chote on the Chet HaEgel, so the Nase V'Nishma, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, the Nase V'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael said Nase V'Nishma, Nase is one, Nishma is another, he got two Ketorim, he got two crowns, right, of the higher level soul, they got two crowns. After the Chet HaEgel, they lost that. They lost it. And whom got it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got it. That's why after the Chet HaEgel, we see the Karan or Panav. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Karan or Panav. It says, V'hi v'red Moshe Mahar Sinai v'chule, right? And he brought the Luchos HaEvan when he came down. V'lo yada, right? Minaha. U'moshe lo yada ki Karan or Panav b'dabro ito, speaking with him. That Karen Opanav, that beam of light that he had, he took all the Ketarim of Klal Yisrael and it went to Moshe. It wasn't lost. Says the Igeres HaKala, when does Klal Yisrael get their Ketarim back? When do they get? Remember, the Ketarim of Har Sinai is the Ma'ala of Har Sinai, is the level of Har Sinai. When do we get to that level of Matan Torah? When does that get back to us? Shabbos. Atasefes neshama that you get on Shabbos, we get given back those Ketarim. On Shabbos, we come back to Har Sinai. Right? That's why Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of that unity, of that connection to Torah. So it says, as I explained the pasuk, Vayakel Moshe, kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Gathered all the adas b'nei Yisrael. He gathered all the Loshon Chazal for these Ketarim is called Ediyam. They're called Ediyam, Loshon Edus, because they're testimony of our connection with the Creator, the testimony of the Divine Presence dwelling with each person, each Jew. Yehudi. Remember we said Yehudi? We called Yehudi, Yehuda. Loshon Yehuda, because Yud is really Yud Kei Vav Kei, if you take the Dalet away. Because the Dalet becomes into a Hey. When the Yud of the beginning of the word of Yud Kei Vav Kei, goes into the Dalet, it becomes a Hey. Yeah? Remember when the beginning of a Kodesh's names expressed till the end, the Hey represents Malchus, the Yud represents Chochmah, right? When the Chochmah, the beginning of the Gilu, the Reishis, is expressed in the Sof, into the Dalet, right? Dalet represents Dala Va'aniyah, when a person's not expressing himself, he's expressing the Yud of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when that Dalet becomes a Hey, when it's a full expression, that's the concept of Yehudi, that's the concept of a Jew, expressing God's name in the world. When we're expressing those Ediyam, those Ketarim that a Jew has, those testimony, is that those crowns are testimony that we're expressing God's will in the world. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, a Yid is different than Shabbos. A Yid has his Ketarim. A Jew has those Ketarim, that testimony, which is beaming in him. That Keren or Panav on Shabbos, you're supposed to be beaming. You're supposed to look different on Shabbos. That's the Tesefes Nesham we get on Shabbos. Shabbos, we return to Har Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all the people and gives them the Ediyam. That's how he explains it. On Shabbos. And therefore, this is the only place we speak on Shabbos of Lo Tevaru Eish B'chom Moshvotecha B'yom Shabbos. You're not allowed to have fire on Yom Shabbos. What Shabbos? Two Pshatim. Pshat is, even the fires of Gehinnom, even the fires of Gehinnom, you know Gehinnom, right? The fires of Gehinnom, even those are Mushbat, even those are stopped. Shabbos is such a day. It's Olam Haba, even to those who are in Gehinnom. No fires of Gehinnom on Shabbos. Shabbos is one of the day. There's no Ra. There's no evil. The world comes to its full connection. It's an amazing thing what Shabbos is. Another pshat, lo tivaru eish v'chom moshotechem yom Shabbos, the eish of kas. Shabbos is a day of peace. Shabbat shalom. It's not a day of anger. Because the concept of kas, the Arizal brings it, brought in the Zohar, Revolvi brings it. That when a person's angry, he loses his neshama. He loses his self. He loses his spiritual self. Because anger is a representation of disparity. Anger is ke'en avodah zarah. Someone who serves avodah zarah is angry. It's as if he's serving avodah zarah. What is it if he's serving? It's his own rotzen. It's his own, what I want. Why didn't you do what I wanted? How could you do that to me? Right? Those are the sorts of expressions a person has when he's angry. Anger is a concept of disparity, and therefore, it's showing the disparity of a person, the disconnection of a person with his fellow man. That's why the tikkun, the fixing of anger, is chesed. Rishon Solanter writes, if a person doesn't want to get angry, you should put himself in a mode of chesed. If you put yourself in a mode of chesed, you're not going to get angry if a person does something to you. You want to help him. You're feeling good towards him. How can you get angry over him? Right? So, the concept of Shabbos is a concept where there can't be Eish. There can't be Eish of Gehinnom. There can't be Ra in the world. The world came to its Shlemus, its completion, in which Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is, we're unified with Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. We came back to Har Sinai. We came back to that clarity. That's what Shabbos represents. That's the Sefet Neshama that we get on Shabbos. We get back those Ketarim, those crowns that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us on Har Sinai. And therefore, that's not a day of anger. That's not a day of disparity. That's not a day of disconnection, of connecting to our physical self. That's connection when our physical self is at one with our spiritual self. That's why in the tefillahs of Shabbos, a very, very big tefillahs, they're very important. Mincha on Shabbos, after, you know, it's stages of growth. You have Mariv, you have Shacharis with Musaf, you're getting every tefillah, you get into a higher level of connection. So we finally get to, and that's why you have the three meals. The three meals are like the more physical aspect of connection. I mean, the spiritual or the physical, right? And the davenings are the more spiritual aspects of connection. It works in two marachot, in two ways. It's like the tefillahs go with the meals go with the tefillahs. That's why after you daven mincha, you have surah shlishis, right? Tefillahs mincha goes with surah shlishis. On Tfilis Mincha, we get to what's called Rava the Rava, to the Rotzen, the inner Rotzen of Kodesh Baruch Hu, to his unity, his Yechida. And Surah Shlishi is also, in the more physical way, gets Yechida. That's why Surah Shlishi is a special time for Zmiris and, you know, and connection. Right? It's a special time. Shabbos is a special day. Sometimes we miss out on our Shabboses. We think it's a day for Shluffing, we're missing out. It's a day for learning, it's a day for reconnection, it's a day for rebuilding, it's a day for reconnecting to Har Sinai. That's the tachlis of the Bria. The tachlis of the Bria is lamod b'Har Sinai, is to stand there, tachat ha'ha, the kabbalas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, connecting to that. That's what Shabbos represents, that's what the Mishkan represents. The Mishkan we don't have. The Mishkan, the Mokum of Kodesh Baruch Hu, where we can see that unity, that connection to the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't have that anymore. But we do have Shabbos, the place in time for that reconnection, that connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You understand? The Pasuk here speaks about not keeping Shabbos. And then it says, and there shouldn't be fire. The Pasuk here says, if a person doesn't keep Shabbos, can call out say Baruchem, you mad. It's death. It means disconnection. That's what not keeping Shabbos means, disconnection. You're disconnected from the unity in the world. You're disconnected from Har Sinai. Shabbos is connecting to Har Sinai. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Those crowns that the Rambam says, what's Olam Haba? Tzadikim Yoshvim. It's a Gemara. Tzadikim Yoshvim. V'atarotei Maroshem. And their crowns on their heads. V'nenim Meziv Hashchina. And they're enjoying the Ziv, the glory of the Divine Presence. That's the Ediyam of Shabbos. Those are the crowns of Har Sinai. That's Olam Haba. That same connectivity, those same crowns that we received on Har Sinai, those are the crowns we receive on Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. But Shabbos needs Hachana. Shabbos needs preparation. You need 6 days of preparation for a Shabbos. Ve'echino asher yaviyu. Shabbos needs preparation. The world to come needs preparation. We need to be prepared. We need to be learning. We need to, you know, avodas Hashem. Shabbos doesn't happen memela. Shabbos doesn't happen automatically. Mishemechin be'erev Shabbos yochol b'Shabbos. Someone who prepares himself for erev Shabbos, he'll eat on Shabbos. You don't prepare. You don't make the challahs every Shabbos. You don't have challahs on Shabbos. What's this concept of challah? You understand the concept of challah? It's very interesting. The Mishnah on Shabbos, the Mishnah, yeah, in the Melachos of Shabbos, speaks about making bread. And there's 10 melachos in making bread. Exactly 10 melachos. It's called Sidura de Pat. When Adam HaRishon was in Gan Eden, he used to pluck bread and eat. Bread was a... Chita wasn't a vegetable. Wasn't an animal food. Chita was a fruit. Man used to eat fruit. Animals used to eat vegetables. After the Chet, man food... It changed. The whole Metzias changed. Man went down physically. He went down to a much lower level. He went down to the level, an animalistic level. He was still man. He was still separate from the animals. But the animals became physical, and man became much, much more physical. Man became much more of an animal. And we lost the milah of bread. We didn't pluck bread from a tree. Bread now had to be a wheat, and had to have all these processes. Right? You had to sow it, plow it, harvest it, all the things. Winnow it, all these things that it has in the Mishnah. All these 10 processes before you could make bread. Now man had to toil. With the sweat of your brow, you eat bread. Now man had to separate the weeds, from the wheat, and now I had to separate the chaff from the wheat, and the outer shell from the wheat. There's a process of borer, a process of separation, process of, you know, of clarification. Man's life is to clarify himself from the ra in the world. That's a representation. Till we get this solid nikki, we get this fine flour, and with this fine flour we make this bread, and then we eat on Shabbos. Shabbos is in chinu. We don't make bread on Shabbos. No, it's not to make bread on Shabbos. But you have to be making in the 6 days. Those 6 days of toil is what prepares us for Shabbos. Those 6,000 years of toil prepares us for the 7,000th year, which is Yom HaMashiach and Olam Haba. It's the same concept. You understand? That's the Vayakel. And the only way, we're being told here, the only way we can do that is if we each have our own individual tafkids as a machzit, as a half of a whole Jewish people. We have our own individual purposes, but we have to realize the ultimate purpose is our connection to the whole Jewish people in relation to the klal. And when we're in relation to the klal, then you have vayakel, then you're given as a klal. You have the unity. Then there's no avodah zarah in klal Yisrael. There's no caste in klal Yisrael. There's no individuals in klal Yisrael. Individuals they can be, but not individuals who are just individuals. Individuals who are working for the klal, for the group. You with me? And that brings shleimus. That brings this concept that there's no eish, there's no fire of Gehinnom on Shabbos, and there's no anger on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day of shleimus, of completion, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling with us. Just as the Mishkan was a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells us in place, Shabbos is a place where Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells with us in time. And therefore, we don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Mishkan. Shabbos is that concept of the Mishkan. We still have the Mishkan in time. The Mishkan in place we don't have. Shibana b'imarabi yameinu. But in time, we have the Mishkan, that Shabbos. That's how special Shabbos is.